Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that the theme of the book of Titus is behavior that becometh holiness. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on a firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You know, a little while ago, I read to you from Hebrews chapter 13. And as I read there, we gave you verse 7, you know, and some things there that were very important. I mean, there's no doubt those are important things and things that we should really heed. But we need to become the people of the gospel of Christ. This is not original with me. I heard someone say it, and I've said it several times since then. If you want to save America, you better get Americans saved. And I know people are listening to this broadcast in other countries. So whatever country you're in, whatever state you are in, whatever government rules where you live, if you want them to be saved, you want your government to be saved, you want them to come to know the Lord, then you've got to go out and lead them to Christ. Lead them. Now, they have a free will. They can reject it or accept it. Yours is not to... You're trying to do a sales job that's so good, there's no way they can reject it. No, your job is to show them the right way, the only way to be saved, and let them do that. Now, my Christian friend, are you trying to bring others to Christ? Are you one of those that are griping about kids today or this world today, its morals, its things, and they're terrible? But if you're not out there witnessing, you're not doing anything about it. You're just gossiping about the world because you're not trying to do anything about it to bring a change. If any man be in Christ, if he be in Christ, now that if is a condition. He's got to be in Christ. But if he's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And my friend, the Lord can do that for you. Are you absolutely sure? Are you 100% sure? Or let me put it this way. Can you give a Bible reason why you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? Now, notice I didn't ask you, are you a church member? I did not ask you, have you been baptized? I did not ask, are you trying to keep the golden rule, the Ten Commandments, or anything of that nature? What I'm asking is this. Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. All of us have. The glory of God is Jesus Christ, measured to him. We all come far, far, far short. And that's the measure you've got to meet. Or you've got to receive him so that, as Ephesians 1:6 says, you're accepted in the Beloved. You're not going to be accepted on your own goodness. The liars who have told you he'll measure your good against the bad, or if you do this, you do that, you'll be all right. No. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. The first thing you've got to admit, I'm a sinner. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. My friend, the word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It never meant that. If you heard of people said, I decided to end it all. Yeah, they ended all chance to get right. But they didn't end it all. You see, death is not ceasing to exist. Your spirit, because you're made in the image of God, and God is a spirit. That spirit is going to leave this body. That's what it is. Now, we remember the Lord told Adam and Eve, in the day ye eat thereof, you shall surely die. Well, that day they ate of it. Their bodies didn't fall over dead. But in the day they ate thereof, they surely died. Although they lived hundreds of years after that. You say, well, then how did they die? Because the word death means separation. It's always meant that. When you die, your spirit separates from your body. And then it's going to either be taken to heaven that very moment or taken to hell the very moment your spirit leaves the body. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now it's a gift. You don't earn it. You don't earn it. Being religious doesn't earn it. It's the gift of God. He gives it. But it must be received. He did say in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, which were born. Not of blood. You're not born a Christian. Oh, my family's Christian. You don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. My family's all saved. My parents were saved when I was born. It's not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. No, you don't get saved because you just desired, I'm going to do my best, I'm going to work so hard for it, I'll have it. You know, you're not that way. Nor the will of man. No, I said, okay, we've designed all these things psychologically, philosophically. We've designed this or that. Hey, get baptized. Do this, do that. As a matter of fact, today people ask a prayer, say a prayer, saying, Lord, come to my heart and save me. But they send it like it's a hocus-pocus words. And they're not really coming into a true commitment to Jesus Christ. Not a true receiving Him as Lord and Savior. And so, yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord speaks of the deity of Christ. Jesus speaks of his humanity. The Lord Jesus, his deity raised his humanity. That thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. The righteousness of Christ, his shed blood for your sin, all of that is the payment. You receive it, and you're receiving him as your Lord and Savior. The heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. What is confession? Remember, we had that earlier here in verse 16, to say the same thing as, in other words, it's saying, I deserve it. I deserve to go to hell. I'm here to take what God wants me to take, but he died for me. He was buried, rose from the dead. Now I know he's going to save me from that. So I receive him into my life as my Lord and Savior, as my God. And so you're asking him to do that. And it's like, it's the way Ephesians chapter 5, you know, it's not my thing. This is the Lord's thing. This is his word. After talking about all those things, beginning there in verse 21, 22, where he says, wives, love your husband, you know, be submitted to him, you know, and all that. Obey your husbands, as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus was willing to die for our church. I mean, you've got to be willing to die for your wife. Women, you've got to be submitted unto the Lord. And should be submitted unto your husband, because it's a picture of how a Christian is supposed to be submitted unto God. And husbands, you're to love your wife to the point you're willing to die for, because you're supposed to be a picture to others of how God loves us. And therefore, after going through all those things there, he says, but I speak of Christ in the church. In other words, those who have received Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, you receive him as your Savior. He's in control. Now, will you not sin again? Oh, yeah, you'll sin daily. I'll tell you that right now. But he chastens his own. He scourges his own, I can tell you that. But he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If you're his child, he receives you forever. That's not my promise. That's the Word of God's promise. And God doesn't lie. So, my friend, he said, if you believe that he died for you, was buried and rose from the dead, you know you're a sinner, you deserve to go to hell. But you believe that because he says he loves you, he does, that he died for you as he said he did, and therefore you're willing to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Then right now, I invite you to bow your head. If you're driving, of course, don't do that. But just pray this prayer. You can pray it silently if you've got a crowd of people around you and you just feel kind of self-conscious about it, or just pray it out loud. You're at home, however you're doing this, but just pray. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that and you meant that, prove you did. For in Romans chapter 10, it says, whosoever believeth should not be ashamed. Are you ashamed that Jesus saved you? Are you ashamed to be identified with him? That meant to question whether or not you actually did receive him as Savior then. Your next step is follow the Lord in baptism. If you don't belong to a Bible preaching church, what is a Bible preaching church? It's one that preaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are. It is one that uses the King James Bible. It is one that God has called you to do, to go to those kind of churches. So if you don't have a church, call the churches up. Look for independent Baptists. Google it or however it is you go and look it up, find it. Call them. Ask them if they use the King James. Ask them, is their music traditional or is it rock and roll? Or is it this contemporary? Just ask the questions. Ask them the version. Ask them about their music. Ask them about their preaching. If it's right, then go there. Tell the preacher the decision you just made to receive Christ. You say, Pastor, I don't know somebody here in our area where we live, but there's a church like that. If you'll write us, you can either send me a letter at the address our announcer gives you at the end, or you can email us through our website. But just let me know where you are, pretty well close vicinity of the location you are. And if I know of a church in that area, or if I can find out of a church in that area, I'll definitely recommend you to go and check that church out. But also let us know if you've received Christ. Would you do that? I know that you listen to this broadcast. Well, ask others to listen to it as well, but you might even have one of your friends will receive Christ by listening to this broadcast. It may help your preacher in ministering to your church. But whatever, you make sure that you let others know that you love Christ and let us know. We really do want to hear from you because that just rejoices our heart. Right now, I'm just talking to a microphone. I don't see anybody. So I've got to trust that those listening on the other side of the radio are true about what decision they may have made today. And they'll let us know. Your decision may have not been for salvation. It may have been for just as a Christian, maybe some things in this verse 16 that we've covered and this whole first chapter has spoken to your heart. And you can let us know of some changes it made in your life. That encourages us. It really does. Then on the other hand, let me just say, tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast because we really do want to hear from you. So I thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light today. Please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.